Good morning, wonder and reality. I'm outside, I'm on a walking trail. Often we need to look at the big picture. And I heard a great message by a man of God, and he talks about the seven covenants that are revealed in the Bible. It's fascinating. The seven covenants are, number one, the Adamic covenant, number two, the Noahic, Noah, number three, the Abrahamic, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Number four, the Mosaic, Moses, the covenant of, with Moses. Then the fifth, Davidic, David. The sixth is the new covenant, which we are in. And then the seventh, the everlasting covenant, which really, he mentions, is the first covenant. The everlasting covenant. The famous verse that Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. This is another truth that is beyond us as human beings. We, a mystery to us. We can't understand this. And so this should cause us to humble ourselves before God Almighty, to give Him everything we have, to give Him our all. Every day. Amen. I am above a creek now. I hope that you hear the water flowing. It rained earlier today. When we step back and we look at the big picture, this is what our conclusion should be. That He is everything. We are nothing. And we simply give Him our everything. To think that God Almighty, before the foundation of the world, knew that there would be, that Lucifer would fall, that there would be this battle between him and arguably the highest ranking angel. And it would go on now. We've been on the earth. Humans have been here for what, 6,000 years or however long. And that He knew Jesus Christ would come, His Son, and who would die for the world. And that He has created every person and knows every person intimately, knows them, everything about them. And it's just beyond us. And all of these things, all these mysteries and these dilemmas, some of them dilemmas that I've brought up in previous messages that are common questions all human beings have, most human beings, that, you know, things, how can there be a heaven and a hell? How can, and let me say this, we should not be cross-questioning God at all. We should be silent before Him, be still, and give Him our all. The common questions, we all know them. We don't have all the answers. So these seven covenants are very revealing, and this great man of God points out God is a covenant-making God. He's a covenant-keeping God. We can only have a relationship with Him through a covenant. Covenants are promises, and when we come to Jesus Christ, then we can enter into this new covenant and have that relationship with Him, which the ultimate goal is to fellowship with Him in the fourth phase. Of walking with Him. Amen. And in this message, he talks about the Lamb's Book of Life. it could be argued that every person who's ever lived is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But when they choose not to follow Jesus Christ, their name is removed. And if when they come back to Him, their name is put back. Again, another mystery. We cannot explain that. The Lamb's Book of Life. You know, Ephesians, I believe it's 1, and then Romans 8 talk about this deep, eternal truth about how God knows the end from the beginning and planned all of this from the beginning before the foundation of the world. And again, this great man of God points out when God and the Father and God the Son had this divine meeting before the earth was created, before man was created, before angels were created, before the five divisions of angels were created. And He was not God the Father at that time, and Jesus was not God the Son at that time. You know, Jesus only got His name Jesus Christ when God came to earth as a man and He was born on the earth, and His name was Jesus Christ. Before that, He was not Jesus Christ. So even before the foundation of the world, this was the divine creator of the universe deciding with His, again, another mystery. I'm just presenting some things, and just mystery after mystery is being presented, right? And so what are we to do? Humble ourselves before Him. Be still and know that He is God. Be silent and know that He is the creator and sustainer of the universe. Give Him our everything. And that's exactly what Jesus calls us to do. One of His main messages. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Give up everything you have if you want to be His disciple. Everything that we have has no value. And we're receiving something that has that is the most valuable entity in the universe. By far. Infinite value. Eternal value. Lose your life for Him. Give up. Hate your life. And you'll keep it. He who loses his life, he who wants to save his life, will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will save it. We'll keep it. Isn't that amazing? The everlasting covenant. This is another thing he points out. God does not live, He is life. God does not exist, He is existence. God does not exist in eternity, He is eternity. Eternity past and eternity future. When we find Him through Jesus Christ, we partake of eternity. Eternal life. Jesus said, I know that His command is everlasting life. When someone comes to Jesus Christ sincerely, they automatically get eternal life and will live forever because His command is everlasting life. They don't have to do anything other than what I've been talking about in this message, which is humble themselves before Him and give Him everything. And they receive that automatically. Isn't that amazing? It's automatic. It's guaranteed. It's a command from Him. That's incredible. And I heard another minister just recently say, Christianity, it's the only faith where you don't have to do anything to receive Him and to receive it. Every other faith, there's certain things you have to do. Pray 5 times a day, go on pilgrimages, many other things. It's the only one where it's the free offer of salvation. His command is everlasting life. Another mystery that we move into is this mystery of man working with God to accomplish God's work. Jesus said, to you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, that He would allow us, one of the mysteries, that He would allow us to be part of His work, that He would do His work through human beings. It's a very deep truth, a deep mystery, something that should leave us in awe and wonder, that we can first just have a relationship with Him, but second, that we can be part of His work and do things that last for eternity. It's incredible. So let's pursue that. Let's store up our treasures in heaven. Let's look at the big picture, the eternal picture. Let's seek Him with our whole heart, and we can become part of His incredible work, where we are the light of the world. Jesus said, while I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. But now that He's gone, He says, you're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. We're His, we all know the truth, but we're His, the body. He's God Almighty. Let's let that sink in, and let's pursue Him and pursue ministry. You have a ministry. He has a ministry for you. Every person who's a follower of Jesus Christ has a ministry that God wants you to fulfill. And that's part of our purpose on the earth, is to pursue that. And how do we accomplish it? Through the Holy Spirit. Amen.